The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We're being attacked by a boa constrictor of wires here.
Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. It's Monday.
You know what today is?
How many people were over the weekend? How many people were here on the show over the weekend? Saturday and Sunday. Maybe we had
50, 60.
40 to 50 people that came through the station.
Who knows? Today, though, is Pi Day. Thank you, Ashley. 314. That's Pi. How about that?
It's also National Write Your Story Day and Learn About Butterflies Day.
Oh, okay. Well, what I like about that is of course, Ashley, we know that you're a,
author.
Well, you're editor. An author, but you also are an editor and have your own publishing company.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations on that. Always working and talking.
What's your publishing company?
Aspen House Publishing. And what we do is we help self-published authors polish their books and give their books a higher chance of success.
Higher chance of that. I like it. That's a mission statement. That's a good mission statement. And the butterflies. At Turtle Bay, they do have a butterfly house. And coming up, we do have a Turtle Bay auction that's going to be happening. It'll be live. That's March 19th. You may go to turtlebay.org and find out about that. So there's wonderful butterfly house and all kinds of things, wonderful things happening at Turtle Bay.
Okay, today is the 14th of March, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we've already said good morning to Ashley and Linda.
Good morning. Let me give you the weather. Today we're going to have 45 degrees, right? No, decreasing clouds today. I'm sorry, with a high of 69, it's currently 45. Then tonight we may have chance of rain, overnight lows of 50. Tomorrow the prediction calls for 90 to 40%. 90 meaning starting off with rain, then chance of showers at a high of 66. Overnight lows Wednesday night of 73. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 74, and Friday night mostly sunny with 73. But today as we progress, we do have the decreasing clouds and then chance of rain tonight. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There we go. Okay. Did you get that thing up yet? That I told you to tee up? That's right. The goat is back.
Oh my God. Tom Brady,
after 40 full days, unretired, and is coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All those people that went, 40 days ago, are now going, doesn't this guy know when to quit? My God, he's got the most beautiful woman in the world. He's got beautiful children. He's got all the money in the world. He's got it all. He's got every record that could be possibly set.
Well, he quoted this. These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates, and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business.
Oh, you know what? There are people going, oh, my
do, do,
God.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're
going, oh, my God, Brady's back. And you know,
Rocky Five.
And then there's Grabowski. Is that right?
Gronkowski. There you go.
Gronkowski. He's back. And guess what? There's Julian Edelman going, I'm lifting right now. I'm doing sprints. I'm doing leaps. I want to be with Tom at the end. And then,
diversion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people are going to come in there. Now, is Tampa Bay going to do this? Are they going to say, you know, we're going for the Super Bowl? And so they trade for guys that are good. Maybe, you know, maybe they've got a couple years left. And they give up some of the future for that, to make another run at the Super Bowl, you know, to get in some receivers. You know, their line's pretty good. What do they need? You know, do they give up the future by making trades draft picks to take people that are solid performers.
So you can call it the official un-retirement.
The un-retirement.
Yeah, the sports world reacts to Tom Brady's un-retirement. Other things that requires his attention is what he said 2 months ago. But obviously he must resolved those other things. And his family said, if you still got it, buddy, you know, you got to admire that, because I hope his comeback is, it's not like he retired for a complete season. It was 40 days. I mean,
yeah, the Gronk, you know, he retired for a whole season to get himself back in shape. Then he had to go, you know, gain 40 pounds back. Now, here's what happened. What's his wife's name? Giselle?
Yes.
Okay. Giselle watched him, and when he went in and bought the Big Mac, she goes, you're going back to play football. He goes, okay, dear. That's all he had to do was, or follow her around the house because, I'm not watching films and everything. What are you doing, hon? Hey, is that the way you do that? Well, look, I've thought of a better way. And Giselle goes, Tom, you've still got life in you. You've got another year.
Danny DeVito, Tom Brady spent a month living how the rest of us live.
That's what it took. Oh, my God.
I want to talk about gas prices, can we?
Yes.
The average gas price across the U.S. soared 22% in 2 weeks. The record 4.43 gallons. Now, we know in California...
That's nationwide.
U.S. But is what I saw.
Yeah, but I saw a headline that says, California gas is quickly approaching $6. That's an old headline. That was like from Friday because, we're here.
Okay, so last week I talked about how I waited in line last Saturday for $4.70.
And I got into a fist fight.
No, I didn't, but it was kind of, how when people will come in weird angles.
Yeah.
And they've got their back or their front. The next thing you know, you've got to wait for them to back up. And if you're stacked in line, so we had one of those kind of weird things over at
that. Everybody had to back up and let somebody out.
So that was $4.70 last week. Then this week, and on the way out to Anderson, I had a half a tank. Way out to Anderson. I stopped at a place that I had before that's like 4 cents cheaper than any other place.
I mean, people are looking for that. Find the cheapest gas, Ashley.
Yeah.
The cheapest gas.
Yeah. And when I got out
off
of my car.
Lake.
Huh?
He said find the cheapest gas. It's off of Lake. I've because I go back and forth to Sacramento every week.
Yeah.
I keep a close eye on that. And the lowest one I found is by the bowling alley off of Lake.
And how much was that?
It was $5.19 yesterday when
okay.
we drove by.
Mine was $5.13.
No, that's probably okay.
Mine was $5.13.
$5.13 to $5.19. Yeah, but it probably went up a nickel.
Well, I'm just telling you. Yesterday morning, I put $20 in. You know how fast that went? I said I'm gonna put $20. I was put it in the nozzle, and it was like ding. I was like, what? But it's very interesting because I was telling Carl, we do have. A transient or homeless or I don't know what you want to call people who gather together, mentally ill. I don't know, but people who cluster together and scream very loudly at each other. And one like myself that's pulling in to get gas is worried. Please don't come over my direction.
Yeah.
Well. And that's how it started. And then I put the nozzle in, it went ding, and I went down to Anderson and realized this was a $20 trip to go down to Anderson. I come back to Redding, out to Palisades, it was a $20 gas day.
Well, I felt like Forrest Gump. I drove into the gas station, I put the nozzle in, and just like that, $50 out of my bank account. And guess how much, for how much gas? 4.9 gallons, $5.30 a gallon, and I was just like, oh, that hurt. So, got to take a break when we come back. By the way, we have two tickets, and we're going to be giving tickets away for the next week to the Sportsman's Expo. Reading Sportsman's Expo is going to be April 2nd and 3rd down at the Civic. At the Reading Civic Auditorium, first person to call, 605-4567. Let's start the week off with giving away some tickets. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm having lunch today with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO over there. This is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And as you know, they got an A rating from the Leapfrog organization that rates every hospital in the United States. It got an A rating based on all the statistics. This isn't somebody going in there and convincing them. No, they look at just statistics only. There's two hospitals in the town. Why don't you check out what the ratings are from the hospitals? But I can tell you what, Shasta Regional has an A rating. It doesn't get any better than that. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional. We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:19 in the morning. It's 44 degrees out there. And did you do the weather today?
Yeah, I did. It's 49 degrees, actually. Moved up a little bit today. Looks like we're going to have a high of 69 or 70 degrees.
Did you say it was brought to you by?
Yes, I did. You were probably thinking about Tom Brady.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to unwind the cable.
Somebody that's right.
Somebody, you know, because you can plug into things. And I was trying to, it was like fighting a mini
electronics
anaconda.
Do that to me. I don't know about you, but it takes me somewhere else. But decreasing clouds today and overnight lows, possibly chance of rain tonight with 50 degrees.
Okay,
that's where we
now,
are.
Now, this makes people crazy when I say this, but PSA 2 Area Agency.
Drives me crazy.
On aging.
It does.
The name of the place is PSA. Those are the initials. I will find exactly what it means, but that's what it is. But that's the Area Agency announces a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. If you, you know, as people get older, they have a tendency to fall. Okay, I hate to say this, but that happens. So people that are otherwise healthy and could be in their homes, they may trip, they may slip going down something, whatever. And then they end up having to leave their homes, go into a rehab facility, and many times they don't come back or it's just not the same. Well, this PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging with this fall prevention program means you give them a call at 842-1687, and somebody will come to your house if you qualify, and they'll find those spots that you might need grab rails. It might make your life easier going up and down stairs or outside, and they put them in for you for free. That's right. It's for people 60 or older or persons with disabilities. Again, the phone number is 842-1687.
PSA stands for Planning and Service Area.
There you go. Planning and Service Area 2.
There we go. Meanwhile,
on aging. The way this thing is written, we could write this a little bit better.
Meanwhile, a WNBA star, Brittany Griner, remains detained in Russia on drug charges. And I've been reading about this because she had some CBD in an oil.
In an oil, probably for, as many people use for,
muscles.
Yeah, muscles,
or sorry,
eggs,
or
that
bones,
kind of, things like
for,
that.
She's been there for 3 weeks. Family and friends of Griner have been clamoring for the release of the two-time Olympic basketball gold medalist after she was held by the Russian Federal Customs Service by allegedly bringing cannabis oil into the country. She plays with the Phoenix Mercury and spends her off-season playing for the Russian team. Her exact whereabouts since her arrest remain unknown. Does that just freak you out?
Well, especially since she is and this has got nothing to do with, but she's a very outspoken, she's very progressive in her thoughts and all this. Is it unusual that, you know, and many of the players, pro players in the women's league, play in other countries during the off season. So here's this, you know, here's Russia. She's of all places to play, a totalitarian government, and they got her. And they, you know, it makes you wonder because she's probably brought that in before. And they never said anything.
I think, you know, they can
now,
grab you for anything, and it happened to be. Now, Uber, we talked earlier about gas prices, but Uber has announced it will begin adding a fuel surcharge starting Wednesday to help its drivers offset higher gas prices. And we talk about how we love to be in America. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in decades. 81 men, including 7 Yemenis and 1 Syrian, were executed Saturday for terrorism and other offenses.
Does it say how they did it?
It did not.
They used a sword.
What? Oh, you want me to look it up?
Look it up, but they used a sword. They'll take your hand off for repeated thefts in the square. You know, it's like a guy stealing catalytic converters. You know, what do? They give him a ticket.
Okay, so they go ahead.
And then and in the Saudis, you steal things, they take your hand off.
Well, these individuals, according to this particular article, include murdering innocent men, women, and children. So at that point.
This is a death penalty.
At that point,
yeah.
Sword or whatever it is. You know, crimes committed by these individuals also include pledging allegiance to foreign terrorist organizations such as ISIS, Al Qaeda, and is it Houthis?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can't see it.
Terrorist organizations. Ministry did not say how the executions were carried out.
Well, they could have shot them, they could have hung them, but they're really big on the sword over there and executing people. To a happier subject, you're talking about laughing.
Well, I'm just saying that's in other countries, what they do with their people who pledge allegiance to ISIS or kill women and children.
Yep, they kill them. Because, guess what? you've killed somebody, so we're going to take it. Now, at the same time, they had, what would you say, 81 people? 81 of
yes,
them?
Yes, 81.
Okay. We're over there begging them to, hey, can you pump a little more oil, please, as we go with their cap in hand. I feel like, what is that? Was the famous David Copperfield, a little more gruel, please, a little more gruel, sir. You know, we're going over there, a hat in our hand, and we're sitting on billions.
Well, they're talking about
billions of oil.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is impacting the global fuel supply, but you'll hear some experts say that it is at our government level as well. That we can fix this problem.
We could fix this problem, but Biden refuses to do it. The oil and gas is right here. We're standing on it. We could do it. And it doesn't have to be the Keystone Pipeline. Just open it up. Take off all these restrictions. Let people drill. Drill, baby, drill. And let us go back to this to get gas down. Ask yourself, are you better off a year ago than you are now? Just ask yourself that. Are you better off a year ago than you are now as far as inflation, gas prices, all of this?
Now I'm going to say this.
And now there's two other things that are happening that make me sad.
Well, can I just say this before we take the break? Because we do have 7:30 we can talk some more about, right? Unless you've got a,
I've got a 4-minute one here.
Oh, okay. You know, I was thinking about this as I was, my mind was toiling over things, or tolling over things this morning, about how in the headlines, if this would have been under a Trump administration, it would be Trump's gas prices, Trump's war, Trump's, it would have all been blamed on Trump's administration. Everything that's happening would have been because of Trump.
Yeah.
But do you notice there's not one thing that's blaming?
Well,
our administration of what's happening here on our soil.
Yeah. And we haven't even addressed the border. I mean, our border is still a
joke.
The word keeps popping into my head. I can't even say it. I might want to say it and then warn Ashley just to put her finger on the delete button so I can say it so it doesn't get out.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Just go beep.
But, yeah. But, yeah. Yep, I'll beep myself. Oh, okay.
Refrain.
Watch this. The what's happening on our border is a beep show.
Yeah.
It is. And it doesn't have to be. Is anybody in charge at the White House? You have to ask yourself this. Let's take an early break because I want to come back and talk about something happening in our town that's sad. It could be even life-changing for some people.
Yeah.
7:27 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, that's one thing. It's always stable. Always stable. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You get great service. It's owned by a woman who's been doing this since 1993 with her family, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell is a person who cares about her customers. I mean that. She cares about her customers. With all these things going on, if you want somebody to take a look at your retirement plan, at your 401k, any of your investments, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Yeah, we're kind of like an open lines till 8 o'clock. Today, Pi Day, 3/14/2022, 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. They can fix your watches. They have the only watch repairman in all of Northern California right there. You know, some people will say, well, I can repair a watch. No, they can't. When it gets beyond changing batteries, they bring them down to Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection of jewelry also.
When we think about, in our listeners, what we've experienced with COVID, what we experienced in the last 2 years of it, I'm sure the thought is, do I really want to do what I'm doing? Or I've given it the old big shot and I need to do something different. I'm moving on with my life. I've got to explore new horizons. I've been stuck in a rut, health change, life change, habits to change, new hobbies perhaps. Well, two stories that are occurring at the same time are two of our music stores here in town, which is Mike's Music. I know that I've rehearsed in there many times. I've bought my microphones in there. Mike Music and Sound.
We bought our remote equipment from there, and
what a great system.
What a great guy.
Right. So these are Reading's two oldest music stores are closing. That's Harriet Music. That's on Market Street. That dates back to 1962. I also bought a microphone in there, too. 2 years before the Beatles and the British Invasion, they started, and they're going to be closing in the next few months. So I need to go back and see if I can go get another, if they have any more Shure 58s sitting in the back. I want to buy.
Let's go down today.
So both Harriet owner Rich Pyers and Mike's owner Mike Smith
of Mike's Music,
right? Mike's Music, which there's what I'm telling you that I've rehearsed. And Mike's Music, he had some rehearsal spaces. Lou White would be in there in
Ty
the
Boss.
Back, and Ty Boss is over. Was doing editing in his edit booth over there, and they had a PA. When Peggy came, and I did Martinis with Santa. This is where she and I rehearsed in that back room. And he had like a recording booth area that was beautiful, very beautiful. So there, it's very sad to me, Mike. It's sad because it's another thing that has kind of gone that was a familiar. It's like in Sacramento, Jack's House of Music was a place that I would go to from the time I was very young. That's where I got my first microphones. I'd always get my sheet music. You get to know the people, and Jack's Music closed. It was on the corner there in Town and Country, and it was there for years and years and years. It closed. It's kind of like an institution that closes. So for the Reading area, how many students didn't come through the Reading area? How many pros that didn't come, that haven't been through the Reading area, haven't been to either Mike's Music or Harriet's Music?
And, you know, and not only that, like I said, they were so helpful. Now, you know, things have happened in their lives, and they said, you know what, I'm going to go travel. You know, there's been some losses in their life. Here's the other thing. The pandemic shutting down the schools, and they didn't have the,
band.
There was not band. There wasn't the choral groups weren't plays and all that. So here's another. This is kind of another of the
trickle down
effects. Thank you. Trickle down effects of COVID on businesses, and even though that last year when things started to pick up again. But here's what happens, my friends. They come in there to their businesses. They look at it. They get the information from very well. You know, people with all the information. They look at it. They leave. They get on the internet and buy it for $5 cheaper.
Yesterday I went
$5
to
$10
right.
cheaper.
That's right. Yep.
And because of that, and you say, well, that's just $5 or $10. Well, make that $500, and then when things are already kind of tight, and you've got things like that happening, that's all it takes to push you over. And so we've lost two music stores.
So let me remind you, my friends, or our friends, that when you think, I got to go get. Okay, yeah, the quick fix is to get on Amazon and get it overnight. But think, please, if I just take a little bit of my time and I get it local. I mean, it's like, come on, local in Reading is 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to park and get inside. It's worth it. It's really worth it to shop local. I want to tell you that yesterday I went to go meet with a girlfriend, and I told her I'll bring you a mocha. Well, I didn't go up to the chain store. I went to the local store to get, or the local chain or the local place to get coffee, because my mind was, even though that...
You can say it.
Even though that is probably owned by a local person that could be possibly, where you own a franchise, you buy a franchise and you own it, I really wanted to support this local coffee area that I know that they do so much for our community. That was my choice. When I left, I could either go up the hill or down the hill. I went down the hill to go get the coffee because I want my money to stay where I know what they're doing.
Well, just let me make this clear because, I never go to Starbucks. Yeah, I never go to Starbucks, ever. Dutch Bros, Naked Coffee. Some of the other brewing places around here. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Theory, but it's local. I would, and it's.
I mean,
like,
if you're going to drive through, is what. Yeah.
I mean, these things. But here's the thing about the what we've been saying for 12 years: buy local. If you can't find it in a local mom and pop store, then you go to the big box store because a lot of the taxes stay here, and they're local employees. Don't go to the internet. unless you cannot find it anywhere here. And pick up that phone and call. You know, hey, do you have this? No, but I have this, and it's just like that. You know, those kind of things. Anyway, we lost two of our music stores. You know, maybe it was time.
I don't even know where you go now if you want to talk with an expert. Oh, okay, Bernie's.
Bernie's.
Okay,
Bernie's. It's not even called Bernie's anymore.
You know, but Bernie started that store, and then it was bought by a guy who's out of Chico, and it's still family, kind of family-run business where you can actually go and get instruments and talk to somebody about, and they do have sheet music, and you can buy mics, and they can order stuff. So that's the route to go.
Yeah.
And they're located off of Bocelli.
Right. Right behind the
But if somebody else knows of another place, let us know, please. Is there a place out in Anderson I'm not aware of, or in Red Bluff, or in Cottonwood?
Brass Reed is where I go to get all my stuff repaired when my bassoon needs a tune-up. Brass Reed's the one I normally
Where's
go
that
to.
At?
A block and a half south from Harriet.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Now, what about, is that...
Next to the noodle place.
Does it have everything in there, like music and all that kind of stuff
they
and other instruments, or...?
More of what Mike's Music did. They were a competitor with Mike's. Or,
okay.
You know, they were friends, as I understand it. But,
sure.
They did more of the band instruments and repairs and those kind of things, less of the sound system design that Harriet's did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. You know what? For the first time in the history...
Who do we go to?
The first time in the history of Free Fire Radio, we offered tickets up and nobody called. Now, I realize we had daylight savings time. I realize how hard that is. You think it's hard just getting up in the morning by yourself on a Sunday. I had a group event that started at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. I sent out warnings on daylight savings time a couple of times to get people, hey, it's daylight savings time. It's daylight savings time. So everybody would be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And you know what?
What?
90% was there.
Oh, good.
The only ones that didn't make it right at 8 o'clock were my hunt leaders. They're going, oh, my God. You know, daylight savings time. The kids were there because...
I like to hear that.
Well, it's good. Kids and parents were there. Speaking of that...
Well, it's a real gift to what you guys are doing. You're mentoring them.
Ted Lighty started this, 10 years ago. And what it is, it's called the Jakes, and we've talked about it before. And we're going to, on the 24th, on our night of Man Up, we're going to do a remote. We're going to be down in Cottonwood, and we're going to be, it's going to be the Jakes banquet, annual banquet down there. So, what this is Jakes are young turkeys, and the young people that come out to hunt, boys and girls, from 12 to 15, they're assigned a hunt leader or a mentor, and then their parent or guardian comes with them, and we go out on the week before turkey season starts. Kids can hunt. So we've got we have 13 kids in it this year. 13 landowners have allowed us to hunt on their property, and it's just a great time, but it takes time. You have to go out and you have to find, you know, areas where the turkeys are. You know, if you want to put a blind in, you have to go out and put the blind in. I've taken my young hunter out twice so far, and it's not even opening day yet.
Mm.
So he can get an idea what the area, and his father, so he can get an idea what it looks like, you know, situated in the blind and all these. The only thing is one of the big things we have to, and so yesterday we went out to the Redding Gun Club, and they got to shoot 25 rounds of traps so they could get the idea of how to move the gun and all this. Then they sighted in their shotguns from a sitting position into a target about 15 yards away. Then we did blind etiquette and how you should dress and what you are going to face when you're out there. Of course, every hunt leader is different, but this is essentially that. Then Kevin Tedder gives a turkey biology class. I swear to God, it's a master's. It could be from a master's class from a university on turkeys. And I said, how long is this going to take you? Well, I can talk from 5 to 40 minutes. Well, Kevin did the 40. So anyway, and then followed by a barbecue. In this case, one of our members, one of the hunt leaders, it was his 72nd birthday, so there was a cake and ice cream, and all this provided by the National Wild Turkey Foundation.
That's wonderful.
And it did. And the kids loved it. We as mentors, we as the hunt leaders, love it too. Oh, they also got classes on turkey calling. And I swear to God, I'm taking this guy with me. And I'm putting him, I'll dress him, I'll carry him out there. He is so good. I'm going to set him down behind the blind. I just said, call him in. The one thing that we did point out, turkey hunting is turkey hunting. There's turkey time. One day there'll be 60 of them in the field. The next day they have moved someplace else. So just to get everybody so they, you know, but we get probably 40 to 50% on those days we hunt. So
we do have a winner for the tickets, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted, you've got one of the Teds.
You got two tickets.
April 2nd and 3rd. You can veterans free on Sunday as well.
So, okay. We got to take a quick break here. And we'll be right back after these messages. Oh, we have one of our locals coming by. Hope he doesn't walk through the door. We may have a little bit of a late coming back
in. Don't worry.
I know you will. That's a good thing about Ashley. Ashley is, she's ready to rock anytime. It's 7:46 in the morning, my friends. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm a perky disco turkey because I love to dance. I know this may seem bizarre. It's the coolest thing to do. That's why I'm such a star. Step side to side, reach high and low.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
The birds singing, now my alarm singing. Get up, hey! It's a good morning.
Welcome, Kelly Clarkson. Good morning. Good morning.
Mendisa.
It's 7:50 in the morning here, 44 degrees out there here on Pi Day, 314, March 14th, 2022. A state granite, Mike Huber, state granite, is bringing us this segment of the show. Mike is a very busy man. He works by appointments only, but he is always available to set up a consultation with a homeowner to see how he can beautify your kitchen. Redo your kitchen or bathroom or other places in your home or outside. He uses the latest OSHA and guidance and home protection, or protecting your home during construction. You're not going to find any better. He is truly an artist when it comes to granite or marble or slate or any of those materials, tile. Mike Huber, State Granite. It's a veteran-owned business. You can give him a call at 241-STONE or check out his website, estategranite.com. Okay. Sometimes, let me see. Oh, I see these polls that people make. And this was a CUNYPAC University poll. And this is the universities. They said, would you flee or stay if the country was invaded?
Mm.
And, of course, they break it down, but, you know, it goes Republicans and Democrats and all that. And, frankly, it says, you know, the majority of Americans, 55%, would still stay and fight if they were in the same positions as the Ukrainians are now. I don't believe that. I don't believe that poll. I don't think it's 55. I think it's much higher than that. And it's a university you're talking about, in many cases, ignorant children.
So 55 said they would stay?
55% overall, and it's a university poll, said they would stay and fight.
Okay.
Which means others would leave or whatever, you know, would flee. Well, where are you going to flee to? Anyway, but I think when it gets down to it, that number isn't even close. There's going to be some that would rather, and we're not talking fighting in a country 12,000 miles away. We're talking about your home. Would you fight for your homeland if you were invaded? I think this is a disservice, this poll. I think that if you put it out to America and said, would you stay and fight? Would you defend this country with your life?
On
our soil. Those numbers would be extremely high.
On our soil, it might be a whole
course,
different ballgame.
You
ball
have
game.
To remember that even during the War for Independence, there was a percentage of people that fought for the British. But this is different. You know, they like being British subjects. But this is different. You're being invaded. The Canadians are coming across the line. First of all, they'd be really polite about it. May I invade your country? Oot. Would you mind moving oot up here? And we'll, anyway. But I think that the vast majority, I would hope, maybe I'm wrong, would stay and fight for this country.
So Ukraine's president.
We've been practicing for so long.
Volodymyr Zelensky. Do you think he is, before this, is he a hero? They're calling him the brave war leader. Went to the hospital. And awarded 106 servicemen the title of Heroes of Ukraine, 17 of them posthumously. His official website, the Zelensky's visit, was to award militaries with orders and medals for courage and dedication and to honor the hospital staff for exemplary work in difficult conditions.
The Ukrainians are fighting the situation in Ukraine. Number of civilians have been killed, of course. An area where they were training international volunteers was hit real hard. with air and rockets, and 38 killed there. The Ukrainians are not giving up. They're fighting. The Russians are still moving forward. They haven't gotten into Kyiv yet. They don't want to go to a house to house. I can't read that.
Terry.
Okay, hang on just for a second. They don't want to go house to house. They don't want to come and do street by street fighting. They want to force Kyiv and Zelensky to capitulate to them. Okay, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Some people think we are being invaded with all the restrictions on vaccines, them wanting to do this to our children, the higher taxes, our own resources being held back from us, overreach by government, overreach by the president with executive orders, which basically are not even constitutional. I don't really even know how to respond to that. I mean, I don't know that a foreign country would invade us. I mean, maybe we're being invaded right now, as Khrushchev said. I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, we'll take you from within. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
And the thing is, well, it sure looks that way. I mean, how else can you put this? I know you've talked about it every time you get some free time about the overreach of government, and that's really and truly the issue right now. I mean, we can dance around the issue and try to keep things light and look around us. And I mean, I'm not trying to be the purveyor of doom here, but the point is that we have to start growing up and looking at all these things that are happening around us and call them out. And you can call them out in a way that can be civil.
But people are starting to do that. People are pushing back. People in Shasta County push back. People in Northern Virginia push back in the school boards. People are pushing back on this. They've had enough. It's just a matter of time that, you know, this is not going to go away. This movement isn't going to go away. People have about had enough. And then you see an administration that doesn't seem to have an idea of how to govern. Bill Mayer, of all people, said, would Putin have invaded Russia if Trump was president? No. Because... invaded Ukraine. Ukraine, yeah. Would the Russians have invaded... Yeah, well, that was kind of confusing. Would the Russians have invaded Ukraine if Trump had been president? We have a weak government. We have our second in command is they have to amend things she says in the official records because she leaves things out. She's obviously in over her head every time she goes someplace. And then we have President Biden, who may be a man of he may be the nicest guy in the world, but he is not delivering. And, like I said right at the beginning of the show, are you better off now than you were a year ago? Anyway, thanks, Terry. We got to run.
You bet.
Okay. But going back to that original question, would you fight for this country? I think the vast majority would, unless we've gotten to the point where you think, maybe we need a change here.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Unless
you've gone to the point where you think we need a change here.
The change being the fact is, what gas is this and they're coming. Just little things like that. But the idea of freedom, the idea of liberty, that it burns so deep in your soul that, yes, you will fight. Yes, you would give your life. Yes, you would teach your kids to fight. Never give up if somebody invaded this country. Now, Terry said, you look at all these other things. I look at the invasion from the South. Millions of people coming into our country. And nothing being done by it. Biden could do something. He could do it if he wanted to. He obviously doesn't want to. It doesn't make any difference. And it took the pressure off the border. As closer the election gets, the less restrictions are on COVID. It's just going away. Oh, it's endemic. It's here. It's with us. There's no changes. There's no changes. And yet that's where we are. Now, on a happier note, Shasta College is joining us right after the break. And we're going to talk about their international studies part. And we've got, I think, an international student with us. And as I said earlier, we are working to have a lady from the Ukraine is going to join us this week on the show and talk about what she knows from her country and, you know, and her thoughts about this. Of another country literally wanting to obliterate.
Destroy you.
Destroy you. If you think about that, that's really a, I mean, it's powerful. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A mother and her newborn and a U.S. journalist among the latest victims of Putin's war in Ukraine. Amid the ongoing fighting with Russian forces battling their way toward Kiev, another round of peace talks underway.
After an airstrike on a military base near the Polish border brought the war dangerously close to NATO's doorsteps, the talks raise hopes for progress in evacuating civilians from besieged Ukrainian cities and getting emergency supplies to areas without enough food, water and medicine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said in a new video address, "Everyone is waiting for news. We will definitely report in the evening." The negotiations, taking place by video conference, are the fourth round involving high-level officials from the two countries and the first to be held in a week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas prices, they were a lot lower when Joe Biden first arrived at the White House.
Gasoline is now $1.54 above its year-ago point, and diesel is $2.11 higher than it was 1 year ago.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says a gallon of regular now averages a record $4.43, and it's up 79 cents in the past 2 weeks alone. Federal mask mandate on public transportation extended for another month.
The requirement to wear masks on planes, buses, and trains was to expire later this week, but the Transportation Security Administration announced that the mask mandate will continue through mid-April. Federal officials say this will allow the CDC to develop new, more targeted COVID-19 policies.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 416 points, the NASDAQ 48 points higher, and the S&P 500 index up 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What if I told you your home movies are already past their prime? It's true. The magnetic tape used in VHS and camcorder tapes only lasts between 10 to 20 years, which means your baby's first steps, weddings, and family vacations are fading away as we speak. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box stops this fading process in its tracks. And by preserving your recordings, they're safe forever. Legacy Box is simply the best way to preserve your past, which is why they've been trusted by over 1 million families. Your memories are meant to be shared, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. For a limited time, you can convert your tapes to digital for just $9 a tape. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. That includes film reels and photos, too. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get our $9 sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox to unlock our $9 offer. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Citing record-high gas prices, Uber charging customers a new fuel fee to help offset costs for ride hail and delivery drivers.
The temporary surcharge will be either 45 cents or 55 cents for each Uber trip and either 35 cents or 45 cents for each Uber Eats order, depending on location. It will take effect on Wednesday. San Francisco-based Uber says all the money will go directly to drivers. The surcharge will be in effect for at least 60 days, after which Uber said it will assess the situation. Uber says the surcharges are based on the average trip distance and the increase in gas prices in each state. Uber rival Lyft did not immediately say whether it will consider a similar move. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Chinese authorities report 1,337 locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 across dozens of mainland cities. Fast-spreading variant, commonly known as stealth Omicron, fueling China's biggest outbreak in 2 years. News and analysis at townhall.com. German authorities say four people have fallen to their deaths while hiking in the Bavarian mountains.
State police say three people died Saturday southeast of Munich near the border with Austria
They say the victims were all in their 30s and 40s and were all from Bavaria. A woman witnessed their fall and was able to call emergency services quickly. And a 28-year-old American man has been found dead in a separate incident not too far from where the first victims fell. Police are investigating each incident. Jason Walker reporting.
One gunman being sought in deadly attacks on homeless men who were sleeping on the streets of New York City and Washington, D.C. Officials in both cities say that they're urging the homeless to get off the streets. So far, two people have died, and several others have been injured. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 410 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, right here on Free Fire Media. Today, the 14th of March, or Pi Day, 314. Yeah, everybody in here is nodding their heads like they understand that, except Peter Griggs. He goes, Apple? Cherry? What? What's 314? It's 8:05 in the morning, and this news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice.
He just likes to bust your chops, Peter, anytime he gets a chance.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning there, kiddo.
Good morning. It is also National Potato Chip Day and National Napping Day.
Oh, I like both of those
I'm sorry, but I may have to leave now.
I know.
To catch up on the napping.
I try to
part.
Contain myself. I don't do potato chips like I used to do potato chips, but that would have been like my daily fix. Yeah. I stopped.
Potato chips and then a little nap.
A little.
You know what? I didn't realize how good I had it in kindergarten. Because you get to play with your friends, then you get a nice snack, and then you lay down
little
for
milk.
A little nappy. And you know what? I just realized that I want to be back in kindergarten again.
Yes.
You know? Jeez. Okay, that's moving forward. Okay, 8:06 in the morning, and I already talked about that, and you've got the weather.
Yes, absolutely. We have decreasing clouds today with a high of 69. Overnight lows will be 50 tonight with about 50 to 100% chance of rain, which is good news. Tomorrow calls for, we start off with about 90% chance of rain going down to about 40%. Then that will be around 66 highs and overnight lows of 42.
Rain. I'm just subliminally saying rain for everybody. You know.
Okay, Thursday calls, are you done?
I am.
All right. Thursday, coast for partly sunny with the high of 74 and overnight lows of 46. And Friday is 73 with 49. Saturday looks like rain again. Hey, we like this forecast because last week it was sunny.
But just think about Saturday in this rain that's going to be coming down in torrents. Where's Carl going to be?
He's going to be in a turkey blind.
Yes. All day.
Good. I hope it rained hard on you. That's what it's good. Go out and rain and hunt in the seasons.
And if they don't come wandering, if I can't call them in for my young hunter, because he's the only one that's shooting, that means we get out of the blind and now we're moving through the woods in the mud, in the blood, in the beer. Oh, no, that's after the hunt.
That's that boy named Sil.
Yeah, okay.
Johnny Cash. Hey, good morning, everybody, and we're very excited about our This Monday segment that we do once a month, and that's with Shasta College. And with us today, we're going to be talking about, with an international student, we're going to be talking about student government. But with us in this segment is Ryan Lockery, who is the Director of Global Education. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
So, Director of Global Education, can you give us an overview of what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. It means I just do whatever my boss tells me to do. Really. No, I'm really excited to be a part of Shasta College, and with my role specifically, we kind of help with our international students, so we do international recruitment as well as international retention, and we also assist with the study abroad programs on campus. We have a few different ones, and our office kind of helps with the logistics. Everyone's favorite part of college is paperwork, and so that's something that we get to be the specialists in, is what is all the paperwork that's needed.
So when you the first question I have, if you don't mind, because I just want to...
No, you had the first question. question.
Well, I just want to
ask. You can have the second
one. So I get the second one. Ryan.
Can I go in your room right now?
I just want to know, because I've always find it fascinating with international. We had an international student from Paris that lived with me during my, when I was in either seventh or eighth grade. She lived with us for a summer. Madeleine Boudinet, I'll never forget. And it's fascinating because you then get a chance to really get close with another culture. So when you talk about how you reach out to find foreign exchange students, they're also reaching in. How does that first process work for you?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. So as far as our outreach and recruitment, we have a really good team at Shasta College right now. There's Dr. John Yu, Dean of Student Services, who does a lot of outreach events, and Cindy Silva is our admissions specialist. And we like to joke that Cindy is really our secret weapon. And so anytime a student connects with her, they are sold. She is so compassionate, so intelligent. She knows all the ins and outs of the visa process, the application process. The first initial point of contact is usually, what does Shasta College have to offer? What are the classes? What are the courses? If I go to Shasta College, am I going somewhere after Shasta College? What's Reading? Like, I see pictures of California on, you know, social media. Is that what Reading is? And so the initial point of contact is usually, what is your college? What does it have to offer? And what are the amenities of the city itself?
Amenities of the city. Well, we have lots of amenities.
That's a really important thing with somebody is a... Now, are there age specifications? What happens with a... And are they placed with families, or tell us a little bit what that looks like?
Yeah, so right now it's predominantly after high school, so 18 or over, although they are starting to develop a kind of high school online program. But typically for the recruitment, it is folks over 18, and we do have an application process that we can walk them through. As of last year, we have a small international student scholarship that we can offer, which is kind of nice to help entice students to come study at Shasta College. We don't currently have any housing options like placement with families. We do advertise that we have dorms at Shasta College. We're really proud of the fact that as a community college, there's only, and I might get this stat wrong, so please forgive me, I believe one of 12 community colleges that have dorms.
Well, it's a good
campus.
Idea because, you know, traveling, especially up in the North State, you know, kids want to come here from Bernie and all these other places. Well, not Bernie, but, you know, all over Northern California. And then they have a place to stay, and yet they're close enough to get, you know, to get home. Ryan, do you have to speak English at a certain level?
You do. So there are English speaking requirements, but one thing that we're excited about is if a person is just under or just below, we do have ESL programs, English as a Second Language programs. Mm-hmm. So although we do have requirements as well as proof, so students would have to take like a certain test and show us their English speaking levels, if they're just below, we can still kind of tentatively accept them with the agreement that they are enrolling in English in second level classes. And so if they're not quite to our level.
Let me follow up on it. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a mentor for an international student that, you know, okay, Linda, you're assigned to Francois and to help them with their English, those kind of things, or help them get around?
We partner with our tutoring center on campus, and so we do have an army of English as a second language mm-hmm. tutors and instructors okay. who are very helpful. We've piloted some kind of peer ambassador programs in the past and looking to do so in the future as well, because as much as students love hearing from me, not really sometimes. It's much nicer to hear from a fellow student that they're taking classes with, that they're working alongside with. And so that's kind of a really exciting thing that we've done before. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to take an early break because when we get back, I'd like to ask Ryan, have you been a foreign exchange student? How many times? What interested you in this profession, etc.? So for those people who have had foreign exchange students who are thinking about your kids being a foreign exchange student or bringing a foreign exchange student in, well, this is going to be juicy stuff after the break here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Carla Lindabot with Your Talk Radio, also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by one of our great local advertisers here, Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
That's right. And if you've got that little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And, you know, the thing about a small chip is it will eventually go into a large crack. Why not get it fixed? Guaranteed for life. Jeff doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He's a true expert about this. He's been doing this for well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and he offers free inspection and analysis. That's right. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
This March sees the return of Shasta College's main stage theater program with a production of Anne Washburn's Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, a wildly imaginative dark comedy that propels us forward nearly a century, following a new civilization stumbling onto its future. Matinee and evening performances are March 4th through the 16th. For more information or to make an online purchase, visit shastacollege.edu/tickets.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Wind River Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. We are talking about director with Ryan Lockery, Director of Global Education.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You went to the grand opening
of the Anderson building. They're doing great things.
Great food. A lot of, it was like a social gathering of everybody. Well, they have four branches, Cornerstone Community Bank. It's your local bank, local board of directors. We know the president of the bank. Well, we know two of them. One, of course, is moving up to take over all of it. And the
right.
other one, Matt Mosley, is going to take over the bank. Banks here, four of them, like I said, one in Red Bluff, one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and, of course, at 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson. And they've been moving Local Dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Okay, we're here with Shasta College.
Our hourly segment that we like to bring on once a month to with our outreach and our partnership with Shasta College. Today we're going to be talking about with Anika Carterby, which is Shasta College Student Senate President. We'll be
Anika.
What did I say?
Anika.
Yeah,
I imprinted it wrong in my mind. Anika, there we go. But let's get back to Ryan Lockery, who's Director of Global Education. Sorry about that, Anika. I promise
okay.
I won't do it again.
It happens all the time.
All right. Well, still, I don't want to
spell your name different. People wouldn't say it.
Ryan Lockery.
It's not my fault. I didn't name myself.
Okay, let's go on.
Ryan, before we took a break, we talked about have you studied abroad? You've got a big trip planned this summer. And what got you involved in being and to become director of the Global Education Department at Shasta College?
Yeah, thank you. So this is, of course, the topic I love talking about the most myself. It's also the subject I'm most well-versed in. So I was actually a student at Shasta College. So I was born down in Bishop, California, moved up to Redding, and went to Shasta College. And I studied abroad with the Soon Chun Young program in South Korea. So I was lucky enough to go for a semester. And that was kind of one of the pivotal changing points in my life, honestly. And so I know it's easy to be cheesy about study abroad, but I definitely fell in love with it and just fell in love with being immersed in another culture and really kind of being put out of my comfort zone and kind of learning a new language. I wouldn't say that I'm anywhere close to a master. I'm probably, you know, toddler level, but it's definitely enjoyable, amazing food, and just being in that culture kind of helped me grow, kind of.
Did you stay with a family or did you? Okay, so I always like. Oh, you were in dorms.
I did.
There. Okay. Yeah. So now were there a lot of other, not Americans, but people from different countries?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a really cool thing about our program is our students stay in the Global Village is what it's called. And so there's a number of Korean students as well as students from all over America, all over the world. And so that was kind of a really great benefit is we have students, we made friends and our students make friends with students from Europe, China, Korea, Japan, as well as just across the states. And so when I came back, I now know people not only in California, but like Texas, Pennsylvania. And so it's nice to just kind of broaden my horizons in that way.
Oh, I like that very much. And how many foreign exchange I want to call them foreign exchange students. Is that what they're called?
We call international students. But
international students. Okay. So how many would you say, what are the numbers now at Shasta College?
Yeah. So we typically have anywhere between 12 and 20. I believe right now off the top of my head we have about 18. And they do come from all over the world. So we have students from, in the past we've had a lot of students from Japan specifically, thanks to our agreements and relationships with colleges there. Right now what we found is we actually have a strong number of students from Brazil, which is really interesting. But we take students from anywhere. We're happy to open our doors for anyone who's able to join us here.
I love it. And you're going to be taking a big trip abroad. Something about Susanna Fulton.
Yeah.
Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, so that's our global expedition program. So we have the one semester program to South Korea, and then we have a summer study abroad program where our students actually enroll in classes at Shasta College, and then it culminates in a field trip. The field trip, of course, is an international experience, and so in the past, I was lucky enough to join the students to go to Fiji. They've gone to Fiji, Honduras, South Africa, Guyana.
Somebody to carry baggage.
I'm sure, yes.
You might lose me in Fiji.
Yes.
They've got a surfing curl there that lasts for almost a half a mile.
Oh.
Yeah, out there.
Yep. If you're into that,
yeah.
Well, if you're just into Fiji.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So where are you going this summer?
Mexico. And so it's led by two of our instructors, Susanna Fulton, who's a wonderful instructor, Chris Rodriguez, also a wonderful instructor. In the past, we've also had Randy Reed and Dan Scollin lead the trips. It's just a really great way for students to learn the science and the kind of technical knowledge behind the scenes and then go and apply it.
You're going to Mexico City?
It's southern Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula.
Okay.
And so there's two different sites that they go to, one in the forest and one on the coast. And that way they can kind of study different biomes. This year, it's 2 weeks. Typically, it's anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's Ryan Lockery, who is the Director of Global Education. We keep him on for a whole hour talking, but we have Anika Carterby, who is the Shasta College Student Senate President.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being so patient with us. Okay. Tell us about Anika.
And what is it when you say there's student body? But student senate president. So can you clarify that?
Well, after my first question,
how'd
you get here?
Yeah.
So I am from Eureka, California. I graduated from Eureka High. I went.
Were you a member of the student government there?
No, I was actively involved in FFA in high school, but I was never an officer or anything like that. But I was involved in some CDE teams, so I traveled and competed in competitions. And once I graduated high school, I went to College of the Redwoods for 2 years, and I just did my general education there because I knew I wanted to go to Shasta College. I just didn't really know how to get there. And I had a younger sister, and I knew she wanted to go there too, so I was like, I'll just do my general education and wait for her to graduate, and we'll go together. And that's what
Great.
I did. So I got all my general ed done, and I came to Shasta College because of their agriculture program, because I knew that was something that I wanted to get involved with. And I was involved with that. I took pretty much, I think I've taken every single ag class that's offered. And then last year I decided that I wanted to get into welding. So I am full-time going to school for welding, and I really love it. I've only been doing it for a year.
Burning steel.
So I'm not very good at it yet, but I just love learning about all the processes and seeing my skills improve.
Well, the question I had for you at the beginning, because under your name, it says Shasta College Student Senate President. What
yes.
does that mean?
So at Shasta College, Student Senate is pretty much like your student body government. We just call it that. And every college has a student body government or student senate. It just depends on what the college calls it.
Okay.
I know in the past it has been called something else, not student senate. And so I started getting involved in student senate 2 years ago, right before the pandemic. I applied to be an officer. I didn't really know what it was about, but I wanted to be more involved with the school and just have not any more free time for myself. But totally worth it. It's been awesome. I've got to meet so many staff members and learn so many things about what goes on at the school, and I think that's really cool because then I get to go and talk to people in my classes and they ask questions. I'm like, actually, this is the answer and the reason behind that. And they're like, oh, that makes so much sense. That's cool.
Well, because I was involved with student government in high school, and I think that it really is because they also, when they do, again, like what you were, Ryan, with exchange, you'd have your exchange students, and you would go to exchange schools. So then you would go, like when I was in Sacramento, we'd go to San Francisco, we'd go to San Jose, we'd go to different schools. So you're getting to meet other student body people that are involved with student government that way, but I never heard it. Now that's probably because that was many, many years ago. I've never heard student senate. It's always my years would have been student body. So that's why we said, is there a different, like a two different bodies going on at the same time, like a body and a senate or something like that? So it's just termed a different term. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot? What kind of impact do you have with the administration?
So as the student senate president, I also sit on the board of trustees as their student trustee. So I attend the monthly board meetings and I give reports on like what we're doing as student senate or what I hear from the student body. And if there's issues that I think students might have questions about or concerns about, I'll bring them up in those meetings. And I'm just kind of there as like a
conduit?
Yeah, as a security blanket so that if something was happening that I don't think or I've heard concerns about, then I'm able to bring it up.
Okay, and you can walk in and see the president and then see Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see him quite often.
How many officers do you have in this group?
So currently, because of the pandemic, our numbers have been low for the past 2 years, so I haven't been able to see the student senate in its full, which I'm bummed about, but I'm excited that we're slowly, very slowly getting there. And right now we have, I believe, 3 officers. And typically I think we need 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 or 8. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I can't remember off the top of my head what the number is.
Do you all go to special conferences? Do you, I mean, like you go to like the California Higher Education Senate group meeting, whatever you call it?
So actually there is a conference, I believe, in a few weeks in Sacramento, and it's held for all California community colleges. And typically there is a delegate from each school that goes and votes on legislation that affects the community colleges. And then we're able to go and talk to the other people from these schools and see how their students are, what they're doing for their students and how they're bringing it to the board and how we can do things different or what we're doing that works and might work for other students.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but last little question here is it like everywhere else, is that Northern California's feelings about things a little bit different than, say, the San Francisco area and L.A. area?
I'm not too sure. I haven't been able to talk to that many other students.
But in a few weeks you will, because all the masking and all that's done, you can get everybody together. Okay. All right. We're here with Annika Carterby, who is a Shasta College student Senate president. We've talked to Ryan Lockery, who is the director of Global Education. So when we come back, we've got some more questions for Annika. And perhaps Gideon, who is one of the international students, will be calling in. 8:30 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by, how about our airlines right here in town? You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. If you have not done that, we have a $109 credit with Avelo Airlines. That means that we could go to Las Vegas. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you the Cigar of the Humidor, the Monte Cristo 1935 Anniversary Nicaraguan. From the fields of A.J. Fernandez, a bold and strong Maduro stick. Lots of spice with subtle earthy tones and a twinge of leather, coffee, and malted milk. The number two cigar of 2021. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome to our morning show here. If you're watching us online, do you or don't you want to see Carl dancing? I'm not sure. KCNR 96.5 FM. Monday morning.
Breaking some moves.
It's the 14th of March. How you guys doing? Looks like we may have rain today. If you're just tuning in, looks like we have decreasing clouds with a high of 69, chance of rain tonight with our overnight lows of 50 Tuesday. Chance of rain again once tomorrow again. Once again, 66, overnight lows of 42, Wednesday sunny, high of 73, Thursday partly sunny, 74, and Friday mostly sunny, 73. Don't change out your clothes yet. When you switch out, you know, your wardrobes, just don't do it yet.
I hate daylight savings time. this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice for the last 15 years. Of course, there may be others in town, but I don't know. It's the only place I've ever gotten my hair cut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can walk in, get your haircut, and walk out. Man's Last Stronghold. It's right on the window when you walk in. No, it doesn't mean that you can't bring your kids in. Doesn't mean women aren't invited in. Of course they are. Linda goes in every so often and says hello. That's about it.
We're here with Ryan Lockery, who is the Director of Global Education at Shasta College. We're discussing what it is for international students and trips that are coming up and what that program looks like. Annika Carterby, I promise you, before the day is out, I will get it right. Shasta College Student Senate President.
How unusual is it for me to actually get the name right? And for you not to, because you're so good at those things.
Yeah, my ear hears.
Last question for you, Annika, is the it's one thing when you get involved with something like this. Do you get it signed or is it an election?
So I volunteered to be a part of all of this. Just felt like I wasn't involved enough, so I decided I wanted to be more involved.
Okay, so. It's not like elections on campus where you have signs and all this. Vote Annika, you know.
Since the pandemic, we weren't able to do that.
Because you're in the agriculture, a posy in every room. a trip in, learn how to milk a cow. Something like that. No? So it's, you don't have those kind of things.
No. So the past 2 years, it has been all on our main Canvas page, which is where all students are able to access their assignments and other class stuff. That's how we've held it.
Oh, okay. That's kinder, gentler.
Yeah, and share with us a little bit about your clubs, your events. I know you guys do a lot of things with the student government or student
body.
So for Student Senate, our main things are we hold a Giving Tree event during Christmas time, and that is put on by Student Senate, and we asked for a lot of staff members or clubs or people of the community to adopt student families. So these are students who have signed their families up for so they can receive gifts for their kids if it's a hardship, because they don't want their kids to miss out on Christmas. So then we are able to have all of these families have their kids have a wonderful Christmas. And I think this past year we had 150 families, right?
Wow.
I think it's 180, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, boy. Awesome. And so how can we find out about that, Annika?
So typically we advertise it a lot on, like, our social medias, and I believe you can find the links on our website. If you just search Giving Tree, it will pop up.
Now, is Giving Tree also part of the blood drive you guys do?
No, so that is a separate thing. Our blood drive, I don't think we've had a blood drive in quite some time at the college.
Those students are probably just brimming with extra blood. They are probably swelling with it. So,
coming up.
Yeah, we do have a blood drive coming up, which is really exciting. Ryan knows a little bit more about it than I do, so I'm sure he can give you more details about it.
Well, segue into Ryan. Let's talk about your blood drive.
We're back, Ryan.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I didn't know. So our blood drive, I was the Student Senate advisor, and so part of that role is helping to just make sure that I can just advise students. And so really I appreciate that Student Senate is student-led, and so it's student government. We are really just there to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So this upcoming Wednesday, actually, we have a staff and student blood drive. It's on March 16th, and there's online signups. They're strongly recommending appointments just so the community partner by talent, and actually they're the ones who are kind of leading it. We're just helping host it. They know what to expect. They know what they're coming into, how many folks are coming, and like how busy they should plan to be, and so it'll be March 16th. From 10 to 1:45.
So, Ryan, I have a question for you. Has there always been the title Director of Global Education, or did they create that title for you?
Good question. So it's kind of, there hasn't been. So there's been a few different offices that Global Education has come under. So like in the past, the Global Expedition Program was mainly faculty-led, and then we were able to assist. So in the past, we were the Student Life Office, and so the Global Education Program came under there. Now I'm actually transitioning to Director of Student Success and Basic Needs, which is kind of encompassing all of that. But it was a new position, and so kind of a new area of interest. But really, we just want to make sure we're focusing on just that cultural competency side of the world at Shasta College and making sure that we're not only hosting international students, but helping to send our students abroad.
Do they show up? Do some of the students show up with surfboards and and sunglasses and I love Disneyland stickers all over their luggage?
If we've done our homework right by telling them, hopefully not. Hopefully we've been able to portray an accurate
picture. What kind
of
feedback do you get from your students that come here, you know, Japan and other countries and some of the other countries, I mean, you said from all over the world. What kind of feedback do you get? Here they come into Shasta, Shasta County and into Redding and our surrounding areas. What kind of feedback do you get?
One of the strongest compliments we've got is just how personal our classes are. So if a student is sitting in a class, they're not being taught by the TA. If someone's going to like a SoCal university, for example, international student could feel very impersonal. Maybe you've never even talked to their instructor.
Oh, no, there's like 300 people in a class.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I've been in those before.
Exactly, yeah. So you know what you're talking about.
I didn't attend them all the time. But no. And that is, but I'm talking about the ambiance of the community.
Yeah.
That je ne sais quoi.
So I feel like it's nice that there is that kind of personal touch, but also Reading is it's a sizable city, but it still has access to outdoors, and so it's really nice to be able to advertise just the natural beauty all around Shasta College. And so I think students have kind of like that connection where they're still shopping here. We're not in the middle of nowhere, but there's also a short drive's distance. You can hop in your friend's car and go hiking, go summit a mountain, Mount Lassen. And so I think that's some of the feedback we've received. received. It's that nice kind of mix between, it's still a city, there's plenty of amenities, there's good food, there's music, but there's also that natural beauty.
Theater.
That surrounds us.
Yeah, there's all types of things you can do here. Yeah.
So students here want to study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, how would they look into that opportunity?
Yeah, so again, there's two programs. There's the South Korea program, and right now we're actually accepting applications. And so we actually nominate students to attend that program because the partner university in South Korea ends up paying for the students' tuition, their dorms, as well as a partial airfare reimbursement. So it's a highly competitive program. A lot of students love it. And then the other program, the Global Expedition to Mexico, we're also accepting applications right now. Mm-hmm. And so students can actually come in person to some of our
information. You have to be a full-time student to apply?
They don't, but they do have to be a student.
Okay.
And even if there's folks like in the community who wanted to attend, you could still register for classes and become a student. So if someone's not never been a student, that wouldn't necessarily stop them, but we can't just have someone going on vacation, so you still have to participate in the classes, you still have to attend the lectures, the information.
Where's
night.
Carl and Linda?
No, but the thing is,
they're
talk
climbing,
about that.
They're climbing, they're climbing a pyramid
okay,
right now.
When we
now.
Get back, I really would love to see what the outline is going to be for the jungle part of the Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula and then the coastal part. And are you learning about the region and then you're taking, kind of what that's going to look like in this expedition?
Are there physical requirements or medical requirements, those kind of things?
We
got to take a break. This portion of the show is, before I do that, I've got two more tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. Sportsman's Expo on April 2nd and 3rd. They've got it all there. If you've not been to the Sportsman's Expo before at the Civic Auditorium, you're missing out. I mean, it is a great event. And we have two tickets here to the first caller, 605-4567. And I'm not going to guarantee it because I know there's some people out there that say, oh, you guarantee I'm going to have the best time of my life. No, but you're going to have a good time. I've had a great time
stuff.
Every time I've got gone there.
You're going to get to meet other people and see stuff.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Who do you trust to handle your taxes? Parallel Tax at 1147 Hilltop Drive understands how important trust is when it comes to filing your taxes. The professionals at Parallel Tax not only keep your private information private, they provide a wide range of tax-related services for both individuals and businesses, including preparing, calculating, and filing tax returns. Parallel Tax, 1147 Hilltop Drive. Make an appointment today by calling 530-221-3343. That's 530-221-3343.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I!
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire. I never know what's coming back in.
That's
with,
right.
With Ashley, and I love it.
She loves it, and we love it.
8:48 in the morning on Pi Day. That's yeah. Right, 3:14, March the 14th. It looks like it's about, 48 degrees out there.
Looks like it.
I'm just looking out, and it looks like we could get some rain. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. It's Redding's Dish Premier local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business. Doug Tooley is the one that realigned our satellite, our big dish satellite.
Here at the station.
I was getting, people were telling me $600, $700, we got to bring in all this equipment. Doug Tooley comes out, he takes a compass reading, looks up, and he moves it like 2 inches. Boom, we are on the new satellite. This is the kind of guy Doug Tooley is. You know what? If you want great service and it's local, give Doug a call at 241-3474. It's a veteran-owned business, B&T Satellite. Okay.
We're here with Ryan and Annika. That's right. I had to put Then I was like, okay, now I know exactly what it is. Okay. But anyway, so they are here with their last segment of Shasta College. Before we took our break, we were discussing with Ryan as they get ready to go to the Yucatan Peninsula with this 2-week Mexico trip. What are some of the things and still you can apply, but you must be a student so you can actually register to become a student, take the classes, and go on this 2-week excursion. So you've got 1 week in the jungle, 1 week on the coast. What are some of the things that you will be learning? Are you doing, will there be question and answer periods during the week that you're there for in the jungle and then onto the coast? And how does that look?
Yeah, good question. So we partner with Operation Malaysia, a conservation organization, and they kind of have a business model. They have scientists in the field, and they have the students help with the data collection. And so the week one, there's typically a number of studies going on. So these could be carbon captures, how much carbon actually exists in the forest. They could be insect studies, kind of just literally counting, collecting insects. And so it's a lot of getting
into Yucatan. You're going to have lots of insects.
So you're not really sure when you get there what that entails? Do you know ahead of time if it's going to be insects, if it's going to be some kind of species or some kind of plant or something that could be endangered, etc.?
They usually give us some warning, but we like to go in flexible and adaptable,
like
ready
that.
For anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's just wonderful because you're really expanding your horizons, you're exploring, and you're learning things that you would never be able to touch or see here locally. So that's fantastic. Absolutely. And how about on the coast? Same.
Yeah. I believe this year they're actually looking at the sea turtle populations because it's such a popular tourist destination. They want to see what the effect of just so many humans interacting and just being so close to the turtles, what that effect is on turtles' health, basically. And so it's kind of a really interesting study at just looking at the impact of tourism and ecotourism and making sure that it's sustainable ecotourism, because I don't see tourism going away anytime soon, but making sure that they can still keep their wildlife beautiful. And
I'm working right now to get to have a show based on tourism and what it's done to our country and to other places that changes the whole face of everything for people coming in and the impact it's had. Moab, Utah is a great is a great example of this. And it's, you know, they say, oh, environmentally friendly and all that, but it turns out that it's not as environmentally friendly as they think. Mm. So I think this is a great opportunity for that. Annika, you've got another thing coming up here that we missed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's your turn.
An event coming up, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we, as the Student Senate, we decided we should probably get more back to normal, and we are organizing a event for all the clubs on campus to participate in, and we are also highlighting resources for students, some resources that students might not even know that they have available to themselves, and this will be on April 19th between 11 and 2 p.m., I believe we set the times for, and there will be more details on that later when we have more details finished.
All right, and so how does one just follow your website? Follow an area on your website to find out about this event?
I believe so, but I don't think there's any information on it yet. But soon there will be.
We need to have you come back and talk about milk. Because you were explaining, you know, you do a lot of things in abbreviations. You talk CCAA, and I'm really trying to follow it because that's like insider.
Well, you know what you could do
stuff.
Is you could have a thing on health about the different aspects of health and what is milk.
And how is milk processed and why does it?
All milk is not created equal. And then we can talk about the other types. I mean, we drink almond milk.
But we did attend a health event that Trudy Pratt put on about raw milk, and there used to be a farm that people could go by and they would have like, you know, they would pay a certain amount of money and they'd get the milk and all that other stuff. But you really seem to be an expert on what you can and cannot drink and what kind of cartons, and you called it something.
That's just personal preference.
No, there was a great advertising campaign that milk is good for everybody. Remember that?
Yeah.
Huge campaign. But it's not.
I mean, it depends on the milk.
Yeah, and it depends on how your body does that. So that's interesting, being that you're in the ag world and now in the welding world. But we'd love to talk more about your ag experience at Shasta College.
Well, we got a few minutes here. So what are you going to do? I mean, you said you've taken every class. Now you're welding, which is, if you're going to be in farm work, if you look at any of the ads, it'll say, you know, blah, blah, blah. Welding is in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
What do you plan on doing with your degree?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I know when I started this all, I wanted to be a help to society. I didn't want to be a helpless person in the world. I wanted to be able to do stuff on my own and not have to like rely on other people to do things for me. And then it just kind of kept escalating, and now I'm welding. I don't know exactly what I want to do with that because I'm so new into it, so I don't really know what there is, because there is so much, and I'm realizing that now. So
you're not sure whether you want it as a profession, but at least you'll have a knowledge of a skill that you can always use in your resume.
Well, I wanted it as a skill, and I did want to go into it. I just don't know what process or what specifically I wanted to go into.
Well, from when we have the ag people on, once you get your degree in this, I mean, you know, the world's wide open. I mean, there's jobs everywhere.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go on and get a four-year degree in it, that's available, too, I think, over in Chico, but I'm not sure. Maybe Reno. Yeah, Reno. I think it's in Reno. Because Peter Griggs is over there with a quizzical look on his face when I said Chico. But when I said Reno, he nodded up and down. So I think, okay, maybe it's Reno.
Well, as usual, great, wonderful topics today.
Yeah, you know what? We've talked with segment after segment, division after division from Shasta College, and we are thoroughly happy with the fact that, you know, or I don't know if happy is the right word, but
pleased. We learn a lot.
Pleased is a good
takeaway.
No. The thing is that we have a college here, a community college that offers so many things. We're talking international students coming in here, international trips, and you don't think about that with a community college. We're talking to the leadership of the college here, who is pursuing her dreams as she moves forward. All the other different groups, horticulture, theater,
nursing
group. We could go on and on.
Food,
the group here about fire, welding, computer design, all of these things available here. And the best part is
global education.
Is it still free? The first, is it still for first-time students?
Peter.
Sorry, I'm going to squeeze in here with Annika, so thanks, Annika. Yes, for first-time, full-time students, right, we still offer that 2 years free, which is a huge asset for any students, especially coming out of high school.
Right.
There you go.
Come here, get your first 2 years.
Right.
Now, that just covers tuition. You're still on the hook for books. And
right.
You
and
live at
fees.
Home, that's something. Yeah, and there's other fees there. Like you get insurance, medical insurance there if you wish. Or do you?
Well, it's not the insurance, but we do have a student health and wellness center.
Right.
And we offer a number of different services through that, including a doctor, and we have our student nurse there. We also have some mental health opportunities for students with all that they've gone through. So we have a great deal of things to offer our veterans services, right? We just had our new veterans center put in. We have our new CIS building, which honestly I have to have both of you come down and take a look at, because it is something that is probably one of the most advanced facilities north of Sacramento. And so our students are able to take advantage of that. It really has an industry-specific designed to it, so that students will get real-world applicable skills in a setting that they would be working in. So
you can't get any better than that.
Well,
and again, our local community college, Shasta.
That's right. College. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's, we're going to make it a great day here. We're closing off with our morning show here on Free Fire Radio tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a great full day as well.
Yes, we do. Everybody have a great day. I think the cheapest gas around here is off in Lake Boulevard. Like to be able to give you better news than it's $5 a gallon. Anyway, have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Show.